I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, February 24th. The Quincy City Council will hold its first meeting of February tonight. The council will be meeting at 6:30 at City Hall. After last having a meeting on January 21st, the February 3rd meeting was canceled after Council President Ian Kane said there were no items on the agenda. Tonight, councilors are scheduled to get an update on the construction of the new public safety headquarters. The issue of two proposed statues for the new headquarters are likely to generate discussion. Mayor Thomas Koch has commissioned statues of St. Michael and St. Florian to adorn the front entrance of the new station at a cost of $850,000. Some have raised questions about the separation of church and state and the cost of the statues. Council President Ian Kane said he can see both sides of the issue, but said it warranted further discussion. Also on the agenda tonight, a request to approve a total of $2.8 million for preliminary work on the new Squantum Elementary School. The recent order for Massachusetts gas utilities to lower prices for residents by at least 5% in the next 2 months doesn't go far enough, according to the top two elected officials in the state. Governor Healey's office called the measure from the Department of Public Utilities not good enough in a statement on Friday, and Attorney General Andrea Campbell joined her in calling on utilities to shoulder more of the costs themselves. The DPU's order to the state's five gas utilities, Eversource, National Grid, Unitil, Liberty, and Berkshire Gas Company, come as Massachusetts gas customers have been reporting skyrocketing costs on their bills this winter. Citing a combination of increased supply costs, the recovery of unusually high programmatic costs through delivery charges, and a cold winter for unsustainably high prices, the DPU ordered the utilities to make up the cost of the move during the warm season. That means that while customers will see some immediate relief, they'll be charged for those deferred costs during the off-peak season when things warm up. Campbell wrote a long letter to the chair of the DPU on Friday, calling on utilities to bear the 5% cost themselves and urging the department to consider a slate of reforms for the short and long terms. The New England Aquarium's Sea Turtle Hospital at the Quincy Shipyard has treated a record number of cold-stunned turtles this season. Since November, the hospital has treated over 500 turtles that have been rescued from Cape Cod beaches after becoming stunned by the cooling waters of Cape Cod Bay. Each season, volunteers with the Wellfleet Bay Wildlife Sanctuary rescue endangered Kemp's Ridley, Green, and Loggerhead sea turtles and bring them to the Quincy Hospital for treatment of hypothermia, infection, and malnutrition. 71 turtles remain in critical condition. Others have been transported to warmer southern waters. House Speaker Ron Mariano of Quincy recently accepted the Republic of South Korea Veterans Ambassador for Peace Medal on behalf of his late uncle, Private John Mariano, who was killed in action during the Korean War. Mariano was joined by his brother John, Secretary of Veterans Services John Santiago, and the Consul General of the Republic of Korea in Boston. Mariano's uncle joined the Army when he was 16 years old and was a member of the 38th Infantry Regiment, 2nd Infantry Division. He was killed in action in 1952 at the age of 20 during the Battle of Old Baldy. Speaker Mariano called it an honor to accept the medal on his uncle's behalf. Recently, the city dedicated the field at Point Webster Middle School as the Private John Mariano Field in his honor. The Arc of the South Shore has received a $10,000 grant from United Healthcare to support its first early intervention program. That program provides educational and therapeutic services to children from birth to 3 years old who have developmental concerns due to biological, medical, or environmental factors. Services are provided in the home and childcare settings and in the community. The American Red Cross will be holding a community blood drive today from 1 to 6:30 at the Quincy Sons of Italy on Quarry Street. You can visit redcrossblood.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make an appointment. The Thomas Crane Public Library in Quincy Center will hold a Black History Month trivia night tonight from 7 to 8 p.m. as part of their ongoing Quincy 400 festivities. Trivia night is open to all ages, but children must be accompanied by a parent or guardian. Light refreshments will be provided. The Quincy Environmental Treasures February tour of Faxon Park has been rescheduled to this coming Saturday, March 1st at 2 p.m. due to the inclement weather. Registration is required by emailing Sally Owen at sowen@quincyma.gov. Reminder, the Four River Bridge scheduled to open today and tomorrow at 9 a.m. Check of business news and stocks pulled back on Friday. The Dow sank 748 points. The NASDAQ dropped 438, and the S&P lost 104. World stocks are mixed today after U.S. stocks fell sharply, following reports showing the U.S. economy may be suffering as consumers and businesses fret over President Trump's policies. The dollar rose, the euro was higher, and oil at $70 a barrel. In sports, Celtics beat the Knicks 118-105, and they'll be in Toronto tomorrow night at 7. Bruins take on Toronto at home tomorrow night at 7. Forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, turning partly cloudy and milder with a high of 46. Cloudy tonight, low 27. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy, but a high tomorrow, 51 degrees. Wednesday, mix of sun and clouds at a high of 48. And some scattered showers Thursday with a high 51. For the boater, waves about a foot. A west wind at 5 knots, turning southerly, then gusting to 20. High tide, 8:02 a.m. Sunrise 6:26, sets 5:28. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, February 24th.